All right, we got a lot more going on, including I gave this warning the other day. Someone clipped it, put it on social media, and the thing went nuclear. Did you see this, Guy? It's all over. Dan Bongino warned you to get ready. Well, now I'm going to warn you again. Why? Because I'm not just throwing it out there. I'm warning you to get ready because something's happening right now, right in front of our faces. And you need to pay attention to it. Because if the goes down, you ever hear Cypress Hill? You better be ready. You better be ready when it goes down. Better be ready. And it's about to go down. Just read the signs. We'll bring the receipts coming up next. This one nuclear the other day. I see it all over Twitter. People clip this part of my show. Dan Bongino says to get ready. But you know, it's interesting. The full context of the clip, I'm not mad people did it. I'm glad to get ready because I mean it. But the full context of the clip is left out. This is the context of it. This is what's worrying me right now. Folks, and granted, point stipulated to you. I may be a bit of a hypochondriac here because of my prior line of work. When you get paid to be a hypochondriac, right, and worry about the president being assassinated when candidly the chances of that are very small. Yeah, a lot of people want to kill the president, but very few people actually try. I mean, thank God, or else the Secret Service's job would be exponentially harder or are competent to do so. But you get paid to be a hypochondriac. So maybe this is just me unnecessarily worried, but I don't know about you. I'm the kind of guy that errs on the side of caution. Look at what's going on in China. Folks, we can't lose this election. We lose this election. You get another 4 years of Joe Biden. China, you know what China thinks of Joe Biden? Here, who's been China? Wait, hold on. Someone sent me this. This is like perfect time. Someone sent me this like little this laughing thing guy. Is this the laughing thing? Yeah. Someone sent like a little. This thing's like 5 years. I can't believe it still works. And it's got like must have nuclear power in there or something like that. That's what China thinks of Joe Biden. No, come on, Dan. They're scared of Joe Biden. Really? They are? Folks, China has Joe Biden on missile lock. You ever see Top Gun? Oh, they got us on missile lock. China's got this guy on lock. They have no respect for him. Get ready today or you'll regret it tomorrow. Here's a Wall Street Journal piece I was going to cover yesterday, but we got sidetracked with other stuff. China's military provocations. Ladies and gentlemen, this is just the past 2 weeks. Pay attention to the signs. They are all around you. Wow, that's a lot of action over the past year. It's 2 weeks. That's the last 2 weeks. What do you need to do in this by mistake? Now, Joe, neither you nor I are fighter pilots, but I got to imagine, like, you see a Yukon, a U.S. recon plane. You probably know it's in the sky. Like, oh, gosh, look, I just flew within 400 yards. What a mistake that was. How did that happen? And then you're on the water and you're like, what is that big ship? Oh, look, it's a U.S. missile destroyer. Oh, let's cut in front of it. What do you think? This is go-karts? Oh, there's Defense Secretary Austin. Yeah, he wants to meet and talk about reducing ways for a misunderstanding and avoiding World War III. Ah, tell him to go F himself. Oh, okay. Nothing to worry about, folks. Yeah, Joe, he's stealing my line. Remember, Joe? Joe, in some limited circles, we call that a what?
A clue.
Guy chooses the word pattern instead. I'll stick with clue, but Guy's not wrong. We'd call that a pattern. Now, here's the kicker. Here's the coup de grace of this whole thing. It appears the Chinese Communist Party, now this is on CNN, so take it with a grain of salt, but the footage is authentic. The Chinese Communist Party appears to be prepping its people for something. Oh, really? Yeah, see, we don't get the Chinese Communist Party news here. But if you did, you would see that they're putting out every day information over their propaganda airwaves, trying to get their people to hate the United States. It's almost like they're prepping for people for war and trying not to make the mistake Putin made by not prepping the battlefield more to get his people more riled up for the Ukraine invasion. It's almost like the Chinese learned something from Ukraine and that they're preparing for war now. Now do you see why I keep telling you to get your food, stock up on your water, make sure you've got some ammunition and some rounds? Worst day of your life, you need them. Best day of your life, you don't. Watch this report about Chinese propaganda and you tell me what they're up to. Now, it's interesting on our end how you've got Admiral Kirby, spokesman for the White House, a man who's really disgraced himself at this point, covering up for Biden. But you've got Kirby saying the exact opposite. Oh, we're trying to take down the rhetoric and all this stuff because our people in the White House are soft. And they're laughing at the Biden administration, the Chinese Communist Party, because what's the Chinese Communist Party telling its people? You better hate those mother, and we're coming for them next. And it's catching on. Why do you think they're doing that? Because they want better trade relations? I'm just asking you in the audience, not you, because you're all smart. You're all fair. You can see in the chat, you all have this thing figured out already. People are like, get a propane stove too. It's absolutely right. Charcoal, be ready. Be ready. There's no logical reason not to be. Folks, I never thought Putin would invade Ukraine. It was a blind spot. I admit that. When you're on the air all the time, you make big mistakes sometimes. It was a strategic miscalculation. I thought it's idiocy to do that. Why would he do that? And he did it anyway. Because I thought, I was trying to think like a tactical economic decision, a rational maximizer. That's not how these communists think. That's not how they think. They think hegemonically. They don't care. Get ready today.